This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and time to go to the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. Talk to Brad Biggs. Brad, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
What's going on, boys?
We're doing well. Now, I know you wanted to talk a little Caps hockey, so we'll do it
We'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
Oh, you want to get there. All right. Brad, let's talk about aggressive...
What about the Nationals? Oof. I was just down in Nationals camp last weekend, guys.
Were you really?
I told you he's a big Washington fan.
Did you like
man.
What you saw?
I'll tell you what. I was in the front row when James Wood hit that ball over the berm in left field, opposite field, just murdered it. I think he's looks fantastic this spring. Dylan Cruz looked really good. I am optimistic about the direction things are going for the Nationals.
I love to hear that. Now, besides being our Nationals correspondent, Brad Biggs also covers the Bears for the Chicago Tribune. You can give him a follow at Brad Biggs, but he's a DMV native. Do I remember right? I want to say Herndon. I know it's Northern Virginia.
No. Jeb Stuart High School.
That has definitely been renamed. I don't know what it is now, but I bet it's not that anymore.
Well, I got a letter jacket somewhere buried in some closet, and it says Stuart on it. So
there you go.
I don't know what to tell you.
Falls Church.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so let's talk about the Bears. It's been an aggressive free agency in Chicago and trades as well. Clearly, they're trying to rebuild an offensive line for Caleb Williams. How do you feel these moves have gone so far?
Well, you know, they wanted to have a better pocket, right? They believe in kind of having a firm pocket, giving that quarterback an opportunity to step up in the pocket and avoid some of the heat coming from the edges, and boy, they've done that. You talk about trading for Joe Tooney, who's got four Super Bowl rings, more than most any man walking the planet these days. Jonah Jackson will start for him, who played for the new head coach Ben Johnson previously in Detroit, had a kind of a disastrous season this past year for the Rams after being one of the prizes in free agency at this time a year ago, and then signing Drew Dolman, who was clearly the top center on the market from the Falcons in free agency. So they're going to be brand new from guard to guard, and it remains to be seen what the left tackle plan will be, and certainly the Commanders did a great job of being able to trade for Laremy Tunsil and getting a guy that's still at the top of his game to protect for Jaden Daniels. But, you know, that's something that potentially the Bears could address via the draft with the 10th overall pick.
Brett, a lot of it, people talk about how Caleb liked to ad-lib a lot. And you can see in games last year, he'll drop back. That will be a pocket, but he starts to scramble. How much of that can Ben Johnson get out of him so he can help if they form a pocket there for him?
Yeah, I think they've got to work together on that. Like, and you got a lot of stuff's going to go into that. Number one, the protection. So if the quarterback feels more comfortable with the consistency of what he's going to get out of his offensive line, he's going to be more inclined to trust the play, to hang in there. Johnson, it was a timing and rhythm-based passing offense in Detroit with Jared Goff. And he can't drop the same offense in here with the Bears roster. You don't have the same players. But I think some of the basic principles that you have, you can attempt to apply. And so they're going to hope that Caleb can play at a higher level within the structure of the offense and more consistently, while also using those special abilities he has for second reaction plays when he leaves the pocket, when protection breaks down, to make the big play. That now you can't make a living doing that in the National Football League, but boy, that you guys saw it with Jaden. You guys have seen it before. I mean, those can be backbreaking plays for the defense when the rush is there, the quarterback is able to avoid it, the coverage downfield can't hold up, and all of a sudden what started looking like a great play for the defense turns into an 18-yard gain, into a 30-yard gain, absolute backbreakers. So they just need him to be more consistent down to down, and by improving the offensive line, they feel like they've taken a step in that direction.
Yeah, for sure. It's really going to be interesting to see how Caleb progresses. We're talking with Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune, covers the Chicago Bears, here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. With Caleb, last year I think is better than a lot of folks realized, but the ugly stuff was certainly ugly. How is the vibe different now with Ben Johnson there? Finally an offensive coach to try to help a young quarterback get developed. Just how different does it seem?
I think that if you talk to the fan base, they're really enthusiastic. You know, that Lions offense wasn't a flash in the pan last season. Like, that has been an electric offense for, two and a half, three seasons now?
Yeah.
In terms of production, I'm talking about touchdowns, yardage, first down, like, and doing it every which way, running the ball, throwing it. Creativity. So I think it's brought some energy to the fan base. I know it's brought some energy to the locker room, and they've got to close some ground. Like, you look at the rookie quarterbacks last year, and Jaden Daniels was head and shoulders above the other players in that class. You don't define a career trajectory with a rookie season, right? When you're drafting a quarterback that high, I think you're looking at a 5-6 year window to start with. What does he look like then? How has he led his team? What kind of success has the team had? What's the postseason picture look like for the team over an extended period of time? And so Caleb's got some ground to close. They feel like they got the hottest coach in this hiring cycle, and no question the Commanders did a phenomenal job in hiring Dan Quinn and the staff he assembled a year ago. And the Bears are hoping that, they're not too far behind with what Ben Johnson's going to be able to bring to the organization.
What's that main thing there? One thing you think Ben would bring to the organization that can help them out that the previous coach didn't have?
Yeah, I think, maybe accountability and kind of toughness with the players. Ben Johnson, and talking to people in his background, and I spent an inordinate amount of time doing that in January and the beginning of February, like, he's got some real toughness to him. And I think that might be a good thing for Caleb and you know, a lot of other players in that locker room. And he can be very demanding, but people say he's also, you know, has the ability to show empathy. And so it's he's going to support them and push them. And that's what they need, because they were, it was probably, I'm not trying to make it sound like it was in good shape a year ago, but their roster was better than a 5-12 team. Like, they shouldn't have lost 10 games in a row. So that's hard to do in the NFL. Like, yeah. You talk about how difficult it is to go on a 10-game winning streak, and it's extremely difficult to do that, right? It's similarly hard to lose that many weeks in a row in the National Football League, and they pulled it off. Longest losing streak in franchise history. Wow. And, you know, he's here now to instill, I think, some accountability in that locker room from the top down.
Well, it's crazy because how much I don't know enough about the Bears organization, right? But I just know, as an outsider looking in, they've had this consistent pattern of coach gets hired, then a GM gets hired, so those two aren't on the same wavelength. Then they draft a quarterback, then the coach gets blown out, then eventually the GM gets blown out. The biggest difference in Washington last year is that for the first time, I mean, honestly, since Jack Kent Cook owned the team, you had complete organizational alignment from owner to GM to coach to selecting a quarterback, and then everybody pushing in the same direction. That, to me, has been absent in Chicago.
Huge. No question. Like, they've done things out of order.
Right.
You know, they've picked the wrong quarterback forever. Forever.
Right.
I mean, it's laughable. The Chicago Bears invented the forward pass in the 1930s. Okay.
That's crazy.
And so they were evolutionary in the game of professional football, and they sort of stopped after Sid Luckman hung up the cleats in 1950 or whatever it was. And that was a long time ago. So they need to be a heck of a lot better. Ben Johnson's got a lot of challenges ahead of him. He hasn't been here long enough to even understand all of the challenges that he's going to face as a first-time head coach. Guys, their schedule's really tough this year, especially with some of these road games. They'll be at Washington. They're at Philly. I think they're at Baltimore. They drew the NFC East and the AFC North. So it's going to be a gauntlet for them. But they've got energy now. They've got some solid draft capital. I mentioned earlier they're picking 10th. Then they pick again at 39 and 41. So you talk about having three selections in the first, 1.5 rounds, and they've got an opportunity to bring in some more young talent that ought to be able to help them out sooner rather than later if they get the right guys.
Yeah, you see the maturity that's going to be needed from Caleb coming into him, because you can see sometimes he get a little frustrated. But I think any rookie gets frustrated. But at a quarterback position, you got to be a little different.
Yeah, I think that's an unknown for this year. Like, it's going to take a lot of work, and you know, maybe more than he was accustomed to during his rookie season. So, how does he handle the challenges that are going to be in front of him? Like, it's not a show up at 6:30 in the morning and leave at 5 p.m. Like, you got to be doing some film work on your own at home. Probably you got to get dialed in. You got to have a mastery of what they want to do offensively, so you can build off the basics. Like, you know, they're not going to throw everything at them in the first 3 months. Right. And I think that's one of the errors they admitted to making last year, is they kind of went over some stuff with Caleb. Maybe they didn't have everything down like they needed to be. And I'm not saying that he struggled learning or anything of that nature, but they just kind of moved along before they probably should have in a lot of areas. And so that created some challenges for him in a rookie season that had some ups and downs. You know, he did a really nice job of protecting the football. I was extremely impressed by his toughness and durability, you know, to take a league high 68 sacks and not miss any time and not complain about it. Like, team first guy. So I'm interested to see what year two looks like. Because like I said earlier, he's got some ground he needs to gain so it doesn't look obtuse in the near future. Like, hey, can you believe what Washington was able to get with the second pick and what the Bears ended up getting with the first pick? Like, Caleb needs to close the gap here.
Talking with our friend Brad Biggs here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV. One thing that's been really hard to kind of pencil in is how much of a difference that O-line's going to make. They clearly invested heavy there. Do you think you mentioned kind of the stuff with Jonah? I always have pause when Andy Reid is trading away a veteran player.
Oh yeah,
I'm curious, kind of if you think that's the right fix. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like, I had a buddy of mine reach out shortly after those two moves went down, and he's like, you know, can you believe this? Is this going to work? And I said, well, so what are the parlay odds on the Bears outfoxing the Rams front office and the Chiefs front office on consecutive days? Like those are long odds, right? I mean, the Rams have done things pretty well under Les Snead and Sean McVay. And you know what the Rams are probably better at than almost any team in the league, guys? When they make a mistake, they just say, okay, no problem. They move on.
Yeah.
They move on. They're like, yep, we brought this guy in. It didn't work, and we're moving on. And to your point with the Chiefs, you know, Trey Smith would have been he would have been the highest paid guy in free agency, and he made it to the market to guard for the Chiefs, and they decided to keep him and invest in him, and with the tight cap space that made Tooney available. I believe Tooney's still playing at a very high level, certainly as a pass protector. As much football as he's played, maybe he's not quite the same now going into year 10 as he was earlier in his career as a run blocker, but I still think he's playing at a very high level. I think he'll be really good for their locker room because of his experiences. I mean, this is a guy he's played for two quarterbacks. He's played for Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. Jonah Jackson, if you like the hire of Ben Johnson as a Bears coach, you give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, he is going to be able to tell the front office, this is what Jonah's going to bring on the field, and this is what he's going to be in the locker room. Like, because they were with the Lions for such a long period of time. Like, last year was the only year Jackson played for the L.A. Rams. Previously, he was with the Lions. So, I give the coach the benefit of the doubt there. I think Tooney's still at a high level, but they're sort of short-term fixes, right? And they're expensive fixes, but they were badly needed. Like, the Bears were completely inadequate from guard to guard this past season, and that's no way to indoctrinate a rookie quarterback into the National Football League.
All right, Brad, last one from me. B might have more. Talking with our friend Brad Biggs, covers the Bears, D.C. native. I don't want to put you on the spot, but we've all made our guess. What game, when do you think Ovi breaks Gretzky's record?
That was going to be my question.
Oh, man. Is tonight a possibility against the Kings?
He'd have to score nine.
He got to score nine of the night.
I'll be honest. When the season started, I looked at the roster, and I'm like, you know what? If Ovechkin scores every night, I'm good with whatever the record is. And then you saw how they played and kind of responded to the coach, like, holy, I might be able to have my cake and eat it here, right? like Ovi's scoring, and they're just winning. Like, it is, it's been kind of magical. But for him to be able to lock it up before the end of the season, I think would be great, because then it's a non-story then when the playoffs start, right? Like, you don't talk about him ending up two goals shy or a goal shy or anything like that. It's just so remarkable. And I'll tell you what, I know locally people understand it and talk about it, but nationally, like, you look at the lockout season, you look at COVID, and you consider how many games in his prime that he missed and didn't have an opportunity to play, and realize where the number would be at if those situations wouldn't have popped up. And it's even more impressive.
Well, dude, I also think with the Ovi chase garnering the attention, right? Meanwhile, the Caps are just a buzzsaw.
Yeah, they score 7 every night.
They're a wagon.
I think it, in years past, when they've had all of this kind of pressure of being the one seed in the East, maybe they win President's Cup. We'll see what happens with Winnipeg. But, like, all of this pressure isn't there right now because everybody's focused on Ovi getting the goals. Yeah. I think that could be powerful going into the playoffs.
Right, and they've got – I don't know. I mean, you guys have got listeners that are way more educated about the game than I am, but it seems like they've got all these young guys that are in the pipeline now too, which is just, I mean, it's really kind of amazing. So hopefully the Nats get off to a decent start and they're entertaining and you see some young guys step forward and you watch the Caps go into the playoffs. It could be an entertaining spring because, guys, the Bullets have stunk since I was like in seventh grade, and I haven't been able to follow the NBA since.
And not some bad news for the Wiz Kids just emerged right now. Bilal Coulibaly done for the season. He took a really tough fall the other night. They said it was a hamstring thing. He's out 4 to 6 weeks. That season doesn't have that much more time.
I mean, there's no chance they win the lottery, right? I mean, they've been cursed forever.
The only reason they're going to have the most ping pong balls.
They have most ping pong balls, yeah.
But, you know, as Kornheiser always used to write, curse of Le Boulay. So we'll see what happens, man. But there's good stuff. Commanders, Caps, a lot of good college hoops right now. The DMV's alive and well, Brad. We miss you.
All right, Brett.
All right, guys. You have a great day. Thanks for having me on today.
Right, thanks for coming on, man.
Take care.
Brad Biggs, give him a follow at Brad Biggs on social. Does a hell of a job covering the Bears, and I love that he's still just a DMV fan at its core.
He's a nut by DMV Sports.
Speaking of DMV Sports, I got Commanders news for you. O-line, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, so we're on day 4 of Jeff running the show. By and large, going pretty well.
I wonder if he don't know how to do 2 things at one time.
I do wonder. So when the light goes blue on my mic, means I'm up.
Yeah.
And then I start talking, and somehow we're never up.
Now it's because when we recorded.
He hit the clutch wrong.
Now, when we recorded in the break, I didn't bring you back on the air.
Yeah.
But we good. We here.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Definitely we're not up on the air, one way or another. I know that much. There's a series of things I want to point out. Wizards PR just tweeted out, injury update, Bilal Coulibaly will be out approximately 4 to 6 weeks following a right hamstring injury sustained in the first quarter against Toronto on March 10th. I was doing the all cast for that game, and that looked bad. So hopefully Bilal's okay. Yeah, I like Bilal. He's a good young player.
And then what's your Wimby's friend?
Yeah, they played together.
Yeah.
All right, now,
he's out for the season, too.
Here's another piece of news I think the world needs to know. We're all trying to figure out White Brian, who's clearly quiet and possibly very weird.
Probably.
He claims it's just the cup he happens to grab. But my man White Brian walks in here every day.
With the same cup.
With a cup that says Dog Mom. I'm not making it up. Like, I tweet out a photo. Why, dude? Get a dog dad cup.
Or just get a cup. Another cup for yourself.
Yeah, look,
stop taking your wife's cup.
Yo, me and B-Mitch have cups. Mine says Toyota on it. What does yours say, B?
Mine talks about a golf tournament.
Yeah. Why does yours say Dog Mom when you're a dude?
The miracle of hustling.
Yeah, I need to invest in my own.
Oh, I got
to
call Robert.
My own Yetis. The way our kind of cups work in our household is the Yetis are mostly roses, and then all the ones without the lids are like Mets spring training and those little cups, but I can't bring those to work.
Oh, so you don't want to bring the mess ones in here, so you keep taking your wife cups.
Well, they're like the little just.
So you're sending her out into the big bad world with Mets cups?
No, those are the cups you can't bring with you because
they
don't
have
a lid.
But do her say dog dad.
So like all the Yetis that have the lids are her.
Okay, Jeff has a very good question.
Is there another one that says just nothing? You grab that one every day.
Yeah, I have just a blue one, but that's for the coffee and then the Dog Mom's for the water.
How about you?
So a second ago you lied and said, "Oh, I just happened to grab that." You legit bring Dog Mom every day.
Well, because it's there and it's clean.
Does she? Jeff asked a very important question. Jeff,
does she have a dog dad Yeti?
No.
So it's just you with Dog Mom.
Yes.
Hey Rose, we're trying to get your cup back. That's
yeah,
all that is.
We're fighting.
Yeah, we're trying
you,
to make
Rose.
Sure Brian give you your stuff back. He probably told you we make him bring the cup.
What kind of dog do you have?
A Rhodesian Ridgeback. Rose has 2 of them.
A what?
Rose has 2? You guys are married. Those are your dogs, dude.
They live at her parents' house.
What, so they're not
so you're not
dogs,
even
then?
A real dog mom? You're like a you're like a fought like a
I also have a dog and she lives with my parents. So
y'all don't have dogs anymore.
You have zero dogs at your home.
If you're not taking care of the dog, it's not yours.
No dogs in our household, no.
There's no dogs in your house, and you roll in here every day with a dog. You are a fake-ass dog mom, White Brian.
I spent 2 years with a dog at school.
Yeah, and clearly you're so locked in that you just gave it to your parents.
Mom, well, Dad, take this.
My mom kind of stole it, but.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
So you know what? How about you send that cup to your mom?
Yeah, she's an actual dog mom.
Actually she has a dog at her house. Your wife don't even have a dog at the house, so send it to your mom.
Maybe you could trade Yetis
you know,
with her.
I will bring you a Yeti that has just nothing on it.
Yeah. Do you get on the metro with that? You know how many people are looking at you weird as hell that you're holding a dog mom Yeti?
It's in my backpack. You can't really see what it says.
Goodness gracious.
Brian's like, these people right here, boy, they don't let anything go. Hey, Brian, let me just tell you, everything that JPC's comes to the air, okay?
That's how we
Especially
operate.
If it's something that can embarrass you.
Everything is
but
content.
But anything that can bring to the air that embarrasses him, he forgets about that.
Forget all about it. I still have to tell my parking story. We'll get to that. I had a Jeff Walker situation. We have some news, though, before Wendy knows sports at 12:45. Nikki, and I think others, but I saw it from Nikki Javala. Commanders are bringing back KJ Osborne, 1-year deal.
All right.
There was some excitement when they signed Osborne off waivers. Last year, nothing really hit, but he joined late in the year. They kind of already had a lot happening for offensively. Bringing him back is an interesting move. I'm not necessarily expecting a ton of production there, but the fact that they want him back certainly means there's some interest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think he'd be all right.
Also, now I've only seen this. I haven't confirmed this. The Osborne thing, I can send a text to confirm. But this I've only seen from one person, and it's like an aggregator, so I'm a little bit more hesitant on this. But there is a report need to rework his deal. Now the report is from that dude Ari Myrov, the My Sports Update dude, who's a reporter, but like he's best known for just like taking everybody else's content. I have oddly seen him one of the weirdest scenes of I think it was owners meetings 2 or 3 years ago, last time we were in Arizona. That dude Ari just followed around Schefter like the whole time. Like you'd see Schefter walk. And this dude was just right behind him.
Information to drop off his pants.
But, yo, they were cool. Like, Schefter would, like, introduce him. Like, yo, have you met Ari? It was an interesting thing.
You're going to find out later on Schefter and Ari got a deal going, dog.
They might.
Be partners.
They might. Ari Myrov reports the Commanders and right tackle Andrew Wiley have agreed to a restructured contract that will keep him in Washington. Wiley, who had no guaranteed salary in 25, now receives guarantees with the opportunity to earn the back the rest through incentives. He has started 29 games over 2 seasons with Washington. He will be a free agent next offseason. I'm not reporting this. My Sports Update is reporting this. I don't hate it. I think, you know, Wiley did not have guaranteed money, so if they are going to convert something, gives him a better feel for who has been a pretty durable player.
Mm-hmm.
I think losing Big Luke, obviously you add Tunsil, but you're going to need more tackles.
Yeah.
Wiley's a capable tackle. He started 30 games for you over the last 2 seasons. We'll work to confirm that, but that is just, I really like what DQ told me at the combine. This time of year, it's the intersection of football and business. That is nothing but a football business move.
Mm-hmm.
So Wiley reworks his deal. I imagine that's to make everybody a little bit happier. When we come back, we got Wendy Knows Sports. Before we go, caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win 2 tickets to Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion, Summer of Discontent Tour, Tuesday, August 12th at Pier 6 in Baltimore, with special guests, the Mainliners. Jeff loves them. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Concert tickets now. Wendy Knows Sports next. London Fletcher at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere.
B. Mitch here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn on the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly. And here's the best part. Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Also, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pump systems through 2032. I definitely took full advantage of that. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
All right, folks, it's been too long, but back by popular demand, Wendy's here. Hello, Wendy. How are you?
Hi.
How you been?
Good, and you?
I've been good. I got Wendy on the stream. Let's keep all the comments polite, please. People on the stream act like they've never seen a woman before. It's nuts.
Well, some of them haven't.
That's probably true.
Some of them probably just got out of jail, Jay.
Although White Brian is mysteriously not putting us up on the stream yet.
Maybe Wendy says we're on commercial break.
White Brian's a deadbeat dog, mom.
Yeah, White Brian's reacting. The internet has learned White Brian carries a Yeti cup that says dog mom, even though he has no dog.
So whose cup did you steal?
His wife, who also has no dog.
Who doesn't have a dog. Their parents have the dog.
You front like you're a dog mom, but in reality, we know the truth.
I'm a guinea pig mom.
Congratulations.
But is that your house?
Yes.
That dog's not at his house.
Oh.
Or his wife's two dogs not at her house.
Oh.
Ken is...
So you guys are dog co-parents.
Nah, they are dog fake parents.
Yeah, their parents have the dogs.
All right, let's move forward to your area of expertise, Wendy. We like to bring Wendy on when we can, when she allows her busy schedule, because Wendy knows sports. And our next guest, Brian just mentioned... something like, hey, I got to get London's number. And Wendy said, London Fletcher? And I was impressed.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I knew that.
So
don't ask me how.
Wendy, let me ask you this. What position did London Fletcher play?
Oh, that part I don't know.
Was he on offense or defense?
That part I don't know either.
We don't know if he was on offense or defense.
No. I just know that he played for Washington at some point.
If I tell you what side of the ball he was on,
nope,
would you then be able to guess
who?
Nope.
What are the positions on defense in football?
I don't know. Defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, the part that tackle the people running the ball.
I don't know.
If I say line.
Quarterback is offense, right?
Yeah.
Quarterback is offense. What are some other offensive positions?
Is a running back defense?
Yeah, now we're talking.
That's offense.
Oh, that's offense? Okay.
Well, you thought running back was on defense?
Yeah.
No.
Because they have... I don't know.
No, because they run with the ball.
Oh.
Right?
See, think about running it back.
All right, so we got quarterback and running back on offense. What else you got? Surely.
Isn't there a cornerback?
That's defense.
That's defense.
Okay.
Yeah, we're cooking now.
Okay.
What about the people that catch the ball?
The receiver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That counts.
Okay.
Not
that counts.
This term could be used to describe someone with a nice butt. But it's also a way to describe a football position.
A nice butt or a...
It's a football position.
A wide back?
No. Not. If your butt wide, it ain't too much of a nice one.
Chris is laughing so hard. Are people into wide backs? That's news to me.
Wendy,
what about a tight end?
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Now, if I say... We're going defense. We're going back to London Fletcher.
Okay.
If I say line, can you think of another part of that word for a defensive position?
No. Offensive? Oh.
That counts. Offensive line is a position.
Okay.
So if there's an offensive line, if everything in the world has an equal and opposite reaction, if there's an offensive line, then there must be a?
Defensive line.
Yes. All right.
And okay. Who stands back of? The defensive line.
The quarterback? No.
Defensive line. The linebacker.
Oh, got it.
Okay. I think we're almost there.
I'm not going to remember any of this.
There's one. You said cornerback. Who's at the very end of the defense? Who's the furthest away from the ball, from the line of scrimmage?
I have not a clue. How would you guys
think? You got something, Jeff?
They keep the end zone safe.
What did you just say?
The last line of defense.
Did they keep the end zone safe? Remember those four words, safe.
The safety?
Yes. You're kicking butt today.
Thanks.
Now, I know sometimes you're more of an NBA gal.
I am?
I was just trying to change subjects. We can keep naming kickers. We can keep naming positions.
Wasn't Michael Orr in the offensive line?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know him from the Blind Side movie?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
how about I say, did you see him play?
No. I know he played for the Ravens at one point.
Oh, all right.
The Commanders, in the last 10 days, 2 weeks, have made a few big trades.
Jonathan Allen got traded.
Sort of. He's in Minnesota now.
Oh, he got released.
He got released and then signed with the Vikings.
I remember him.
Yeah. Can you think of anybody that has come to Washington?
No.
Nothing. You got nothing?
No, not for football.
Did you ever see the movie Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Can you think of any character from Friday that would make a good football player?
Ice Cube.
Okay. Not necessarily
about
wrong.
The one guy that...
Big Worm?
No, Big Worm would have been a damn football player.
You guys said the one big guy.
No, it's one, it was another guy that everybody was scared of.
Big Worm.
Whenever he started coming around, he started hiding in jewelry.
What was his
name?
How can
you remember Big Worm's name and not the other guy's name?
Tiny. The real name is Tiny, but they call him in the movie.
What was his name in the movie?
Smokey? You think it was Smokey?
No, y'all. That was Chris Tucker.
Smokey out here taking a...
That was Ezell.
You can name everybody but the one but dude the one who's the main protagonist in the story.
I know. Oh, I really can't think of what his name
can
was.
Can you picture him? Describe
yes,
him
Yes, I
course.
Can describe
Little
him.
Like this?
He was really tall. He was bald. He's deceased now.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
R.I.P. What kind of clothes did he wear?
He always just had on like a tank top.
Flannel.
Yeah.
You dress like B-Mitch,
always button up like this.
You can't think of that guy's name?
I really am drawing a blank on his name, and I can picture him, and I can see the whole movie in my head.
And you can't think of his name?
Debo.
Oh, it's a Christmas miracle. The Commanders traded for a dude named Debo.
Where did he come from?
San Francisco.
Okay.
He's a good player.
All right.
Okay. All right. I feel like we accomplished a lot here. Now, this was shocking. When Wendy sat down, B. Mitch, before we were on air, asked her who's chasing the goals record, and you said?
Obi.
And what about the extra nugget of information you had?
He only has 9 goals left.
And we didn't know she'd know that one.
I would never have expected you to know that. Are you watching closely the Ovechkin chase for Gretzky?
I mean, I work there, so yes and no. but I had to write Cap's copy this week, so I had to
you know
include
a lot
it.
Of stuff.
I had to include
all right.
it.
All right.
A college inside of the District of Columbia claimed their spot in the NCAA tournament last night. Hmm. Do you know who that is?
Howard?
No.
I saw them on TikTok this morning. They won something.
They might have won a game, but I don't think
I saw them on TikTok. They won something. On the other side of town.
Now, you should just be able to name all the colleges in D.C. and get this right.
Georgetown.
No. They actually lost to DePaul, which was appalling.
Wait, inside of D.C. or inside the DMV?
Inside the district.
Okay, so we have Georgetown. We have Howard. We have, George Mason's in Virginia.
There's a George.
George Washington?
No.
That's not the answer.
They're playing today.
That's not the answer, but that is George Washington in the city.
Okay. American.
Hey! There you go. You got it.
Got it.
Congratulations to the Eagles.
Got it.
Wendy, you're the best. Thank you for always being
Thank
a good sport.
Thank you.
All right.
Now you got it.
That is Wendy Knows Sports. She has a meeting at 1 o'clock.
We kept you late.
She's got a meeting at 1 o'clock, so we got to let her go. Thank you.
Thanks.
London right. Fletcher joins us next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.